Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Vav and Beis. We are at Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, three lines from the end of the page, last one in line. On Daf Tes Vav and Beis, says your sponsor once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and the Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Shalom, the Nishamas Shav and Aliyah, also by Mattis Kleidman, Lezecher Nishmas, Golda Bas Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, his Yartzai, the Zarev Yom Kippur, the Nishamas Shav and Aliyah, also by the virtual Halacha program, which will be beginning Hilchos Shabbos and Luchas Nida with Ravami Merzel after Sukkot, and also sponsored by Charles Gershbaum in memory of Moshe Weiss, Moshe Shraga Ben Rav Nassen, who passed away 15 years ago. This is the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday we started the second parak, and we had mentioned a whole list of people who are puzzled to do Kabbalah Sadam. So we started to discuss, okay, what is the source that a Zar cannot do Kabbalah Sadam, or for that matter, any Avod? So we gave one possible source yesterday. Now we're going to have three other possible sources of how I know that a Zar is not able to do Kabbalah Sadam or any other Avoda. Then the Gemara is going to move on to Onain. How do I know that an Onain is not able to do Kabbalah Sadam or, for that matter, any other Avoda? And the Gemara is going to have five possible sources for how I know that an Onain is not allowed to do those things. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Korban Sibur would still be kosher if an Onain does the Kabbalah Sadam, meaning Enochinami, we have five different sources that an Onain cannot do Avodah, cannot do Kabbalah Sadam. Maybe that's by a Korban Yachid, but maybe if an Onain does the Avodah by a Korban Tzibur, just like Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, maybe Aninus is Hutra B'Tzibur, and therefore the Korban's still going to be kosher, even though an Onain did the Kabbalah Sadam or one of the Avodahs of a Korban Tzibur. So let's begin. We are at Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, three lines on the bottom of the page. So Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, another source for the idea that a Zar is mechalel any avoda that he does is asya b'kal v'chomer mi balmum. We learn it from a kal v'chomer, from balmum. Ma balmum sha'ochel im avad chilel, if by a balmum the halacha is that a balmum is allowed to eat kachi kachim, and nevertheless if he does the avoda, he's going to be mechalel the avoda. How do I know any of those things? Straight up psukim in the Torah. Right, the psukim tell us kalish sher balmum, it says mi kachi ha-kadoshim u'min ha-kachim yochal, that he's allowed to eat from kachi kachim. And it says, "Achal aparochus leyavovel mizbeach lo yigash kimum bov lo yichalal es mikdashi." That it's going to be mechalal any avoda that he does. So we're very clear about a balmum. So if that's true about a balmum, that he's allowed to eat kachi kachim, and yet he's still mechalal the avoda. So zar she'eno ochel, a zar, a non kohen who's not even allowed to eat kachi kachim, eno din shemavad chilal, all the more so is going to be mechalal the avoda. Right? He's further removed from sheichus to karmel. So says Gemara, well, mal balmum shekein also bo karav kimakriv. Maybe a balmum is mechalal the avoda because he has his own chumra. Enochinami balmum as a kula in that he can eat kachi kachim, but a balmum also has a chumra that a zar does not have. And that chumra being that not only is a balmum a problem in the guy doing the avoda, it's a problem on the animal on which the avoda is being done. So you see, balmum has its own chumra. So you cannot derive zar straight from balmum. Says where you're right, we cannot have a one-to-one limud, but tamei yochiach. But a kohen who's tamei is mechal di avoda, that's a beferish a pasuk, and the psul tuma is only on the kohen amakriv, not on the behema that is being mukrav. So you see, the fact that the psul of balmum applies both to the makriv and that which is hukrav is not that which is goreim the chilul havoda, because there are other things that only apply to one and not the other, to the makrav and not to the hukrav, and nevertheless is still mechal the avoda like tamei. Says Gemara, yeah, but you can't learn straight from tamei because malik letamei shekein metamei. A tamei has its own chumra in that a tamei is metamei others, and therefore maybe it's more chumra and apostles the avoda. A zar has no impact on other people. If I get too close to a kohen, my zarus doesn't rub off on him. He doesn't become less of a kohen. But a tamei person can transmit tumah to other people. So that's a particular chumrah that you have by tumah. Maybe that's why a tameh is mechal the avoda. Well, says Gemara, yeah, but bal mum yochiach. A bal mum gets too close to other people. They don't become a bal mum. So you see, the fact that it rubs off is not what's mechal the avoda, because a bal mum has that same. It does not rub off and still is mechal the avoda, and therefore this is what we call a tzad shaveh v'chazer adin lo rizek rizev lo rizek rizev. The chumrah of a bal mum is different than the chumrah of a tameh, and vice versa. That a bal mum's chumrah is that it's not only a psul in the guy doing the avoda, it's a psul in the behemah as well. The chumrah of a tameh is that it has the ability to be transmitted to other people. Obviously, neither of those chumras are what's goreim the chilul avoda, because we see that the other one doesn't have the chumra of the one. The second one doesn't have the chumra of the first one, right? Tameh doesn't have the chumra of balmum. Balmum doesn't have the chumra of tameh, and yet they're still mechal the avoda. So that's how the shavish ben. What do they have in common, tameh and balmum? Shemus harin, that they're not allowed to do the avoda, and v'imavdu chilulu, and that they're mechal the avoda. So anyone who's not allowed to do the avoda should therefore be mechal the avoda avani avizar, and that's how I know a non kohen shu muzar, he's not allowed to do the avoda v'imavad chilal, and therefore if he does the avoda, he's mechal the avoda. Says Gemara, great, but that makes an assumption that there is a din somewhere that a zar is not allowed to do the avoda. Minolun de muzar, where does it ever say anywhere that he's muzar not to do the avoda? Imi v'inazru, if you want to learn it from the pasuk that we quoted at the end of yesterday's da, that when it says v'inazru, that it means when it says b'nei Yisrael t'nas hara for a zar not to do the avoda, well chil b'gufek sivbe, well then that would be not only a good enough source that there's an ashara not to do the avoda, but that he's in fact mechal the avoda, which obviates the need for this whole limud over here, meaning we already gave one limud yesterday of how I know that a zar is mechal the avoda. It's only if you don't like that limud that we needed a new limud today. But if you're going to bring me right back to that pasuk and tell me that's where it says that a zar is not allowed to do the avoda, so that teaches me already that it's mechalal the avoda. Ella, so where is the ashara that a zar is not allowed to do the avoda? Mivizor liyikrav aleichem, that it says to Aaron Ubanov that the zar is not allowed to be yikrav aleichem to help out in the avoda. So from Balmum and Atame we learn that he's mechalal the avoda. From Vizor liyikrav aleichem we learn that a zar is not allowed to do the avoda. And then from the tzad hashava of Balmum and Atame we learn not only not allowed, but if he does it, he's mechalel the avoda. So says Gemara, yeah, the tzad hashav is not so great. Kizika lemifrach, mala tzad hashav shben shkein lo hutru babama. There is a common chumra that balmum and tamei have that a zar does not have, in that a balmum and tamei are not even allowed to do the avoda by a bama, whereas a zar is allowed to do the avoda by a bama katana. How do I know a zar is allowed to do the avoda by a bama katana? So Rashi points out, it's all over Tanakh, not even Nevi'im Achron, Nevi'im Rishonim, stories that you know. In Sefer Shoftim, Gidon was Makrav on Obama, even though he was Yisrael. Manoach, Shimshon's father, who was from Shevet Dan, and he was Makrav as Zevach LaHashem after he was told about the good news that Shimshon was going to be born. Shmuel was Makrav, even though he was a Levi, it says in Shmuel Aleph. So it's all over Nevi'im Rishonim that you have a Zari, of non-Kohanim that are makriv on Obama, and therefore this tzad hashav is not going to work. So again, our second attempt of how I know that a zar is mechalal avoda is a tzad hashav from Tamei and Balmum, says Gemara, doesn't work because they have a common chumrah that a zar does not have. So says Gemara, so what you have to say, lo tema tamei yochiach, maybe that tzad hashav doesn't work, we need another tzad hashav. It's not a tzad hashav between a Balmum and Tamei, but rather eleima Onein yochiach. It's a tzad hashava between balmum and onein. That even though the onein, unlike a balmum, is only a psul in the one doing the avoda, not in the animal. There's no problem of an animal being an onein. So mala onech can aser b'mais, and nevertheless is mechal the avoda. So too, you see that azar is mechal the avoda. Says Mar, yeah, but that's not a great limud either, directly from an onein, because mala onech can aser b'maiser. An onein onin has its own chumra, that an onin is not allowed to eat meisr sheni. Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu is part of the vidui meisros, that I didn't eat meisr sheni be'oni. So balmum yochiach says, yeah, but a balmum is allowed to eat meisr sheni, and he's mechali avodah v'chazra din, la riza kriza, and therefore we say that let's go back to itzad hashava. The chumra of a balmum is different than the chumra of an onin, and vice versa, that a balmum's chumra is that it's a psul not only in the guy doing the avodah, but in the animal which is karav as well. And the onin's chumra is that he's not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. Obviously, neither of those chumras is what causes the chilul avodah, because the other one doesn't have the chumra of the other. And so you see that the tzad hashava is that they're not allowed to do the avodah and that they're mechal the avodah. The tzad hashava is musharin, that they're not allowed to do the avodah and they're mechal. So to a zar who's not allowed to do the avodah is mechal the avodah. Says Gemara, nah, tzad hashava doesn't work either. Hachinami lifroch mal tzad hashava shben shekin lo hutru babama. The tzad hashava of balmum and an onein is that those psulim are not huter by Obama, as opposed to a zar is allowed to do avoda by Obama. So the Gemara responds: Maskar v'sam breder derava oman leimelan da onein osur b'Obama dimel shari b'Obama. What do you mean not huter b'Obama? Who told you an onein is not allowed to do the avoda by Obama? Maybe an onein tach is allowed to do the avoda by Obama katana. The pasuk that we learn the asara for an onein not to do the avoda, it says umin hamikdash in that pasuk. So it could very well be that that's only a din in the mikdash, and that an onin is in fact allowed to do the avodah by Obama Ketana, which means that our tzad hashava is glat, that we don't have a pircha on this tzad hashava. The tzad hashava still works, that we can learn from the combination of balmum and onin that a zar also is mechal the avodah. So Rav Misharshia holds that since there's no, it's not mefurish anywhere that an onin is allowed to do the avodah by Obama, and it could be that an onin is possible to do the avodah of Obama, so therefore the tzad hashava is not glat. We have a problem with this tzad hashava, and therefore we're going to need a fourth source for the idea that a zar is mechal the avodah. So Rav Mishashi Omer Asya kal v'chomer mi yoshev. How do I know that an onin, that a zar is mechal the avodah? Because we learn it from a kal v'chomer of somebody sitting down during the avodah. Ma yoshev sha'ochel im avad chi. If a yoshev who's not so chomer, a person who's sitting is allowed to eat kachim, and nevertheless, if a person sitting down tries to do the avodah, it's mechalel the avodah. So zar she'eno ochel, a non kohen who's not allowed to eat the kachim, so he's more chomer. Eino din shamav chilel. All the more so that if he does the avodah, he's going to be mechal the avodah. Says Maria, but malish the yoshev shekein pasul eidos. Yoshev has its own chumra in that a person sitting down is pasul eidos. Person may not sit when they're giving edus. So says Gemara, well, miyoshiv talmud chacham. The kal v'chomer might be from a yoshiv talmud chacham. The Gemara in Shavuah says that a talmud chacham could say over edus while sitting down. So it's not so clear that everybody's pasul edus when they're sitting down. So says Gemara, well, mal l'shem yoshiv shekein pasul edus. Even though the talmud chacham who's sitting down is not pasul edus, but there is a psul of yoshiv when it comes to edus, that a regular person cannot be made when they're sitting down. They can only be made ba'amida, as opposed to when it comes to a zar is not there's no psul edus whatsoever by being a zar, so you can't learn from that a zar is going to be mechal the avoda from a yoshev, because a yoshev has its own chumrah in that yoshev is at least an inyan, it's at least a problem, it's at least a discussion when it comes to edus. Zarus is not a discussion when it comes to edus. We ask Eidei Kiddush, you know, are you related to each other? Make sure that you're not apostolates, that you're basically Shomer Shabbos. And we don't ask them, are you a Kohen? Doesn't matter if they're a Kohen or a Levi or not. A Zar is totally Kashal Eidos. So it says, Shem Yoshev Lo Paruch. The Talmud Bnei Rav Shmuel holds that you can't ask from the fact that that in general Yoshev is a problem in Eidos. If we have a Talmud Chacham who's Yoshev, who's allowed to be Yoshev, doesn't have that psul, so there is no chumra that the Talmud Chacham has when he's Yoshev, a sitting Talmud Chacham has no chumra that a Zar doesn't have, right? Meaning a sitting other person has a chumra that he's not allowed to say Eidos, but a sitting Talmud Chacham doesn't have that chumra, and therefore we can learn from Yoshev that if a sitting Talmud Chacham is allowed to eat kachim, and nevertheless a sitting Talmud Chacham is mechalal the avoda, so a Zar who's not allowed to eat kachim for sure is going to be mechalal the avoda. V'imtim tzolomar parach, and even if you want to say that we should ask this pircha from the chumra of Yoshev in general, and therefore the kal v'chomer doesn't really work directly from Yoshev, asim Yoshev mechad mehanach. You could still learn a tzara shave. You can say Yoshev on the one hand, and either Onein or Tameh or Balmum on the other hand, and then use the tzara shave. Because what are you going to say? No, Yoshev has its own chumra that he's pasul le'edus. Yeah, but Onein or Tameh or Balmum Yochiach, that they don't have that chumra, that they're kashul le'edus. And you're going to ask about the particular chumra of each of those, right? You'll say an Onein is pasul by a Bama, and therefore it has its own chumra. Yeah, but a Yoshev is kosher by Obama and does not have that chumra. So Chazar Adin Lo Rizar Kariza had Tzara Shavish Behen that they're not allowed to do the avoda, and they are mechal the avoda. So too, a Zar is not allowed to do the avoda is mechal the avoda. Says Gemara, Yoshev the kosher Obama minalan. If you're learning from that Tzara Shavah, then you're assuming a Yoshev is kosher on Obama. How do you know that's true, that a Yoshev could be makrav on Obama? Amar Krak, because the pasuk says La Amod Lefnei Hashem L'Sharso. It says La Mode lefnei Hashem, so lefnei Hashem v'lo lefnei Bama. That the requirement of la amod is only lefnei Hashem, but not lefnei Bama. Good, that's the end of the discussion of Zar. How do I know that a Zar is Michal the Avoda? A whole bunch of different possibilities of what the source is. Now we move on to Onein. The Mishnah also said that an Onein is not allowed to do Kabbalah Sadan, or for that matter, any of the Avodas. Minalan, how do I know that an Onein is possible? That is Avodah's pasul. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, when it talks about Kohen Gadol, whose father or mother died, that he's not allowed to be metami to them. Unlike a regular Kohen is allowed to be metami to the Zion Krovim, a Kohen Gadol's not even allowed to be metami to the Zion Krovim. It says in the pasuk, Umina mikdash lo yetzei v'lo yichalel, that even when he's in Onein, he doesn't stop doing the Avodah and leave the Beis HaMikdash. He continues to be Oved, even in Anina. So this is a pretty good daf yomi coincidence. It's 2 days before Yom Kippur. We're talking about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. So he doesn't stop doing the Avodah even Ba'aninus V'lo Yechalel. That even though he's over Ba'aninus, it's not going to be Mechalel the Avodah. It's not going to passel any other Karbanos that he's Makriv. So, from the fact that the Torah has to tell me that when the Kohen Gadol becomes a no-name, don't worry, it's not Mechalel the Avodah, sounds like, yeah, that's Dafka Adin by a Kohen Gadol. Ha'acher Shelo Yatzo Chilel. But someone else, meaning another O-name, like a Kohen Hedyot, who's an Onein, if he doesn't leave and he continues to do the Avodah, he's taka going to be Mechalel the Avodah. So that's source number one. So it says Gemara, there's a second possible source of how I know that an Onein is possible to do the Avodah. On the day of the Chanukah Samishkan, the Torah tells us that the Isira Chatas to Rosh Rosh Moshe Vine Sarath, that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for the Isira Chatas and was burnt, and he got angry at Elazar v'Yisam Rabbeinu Aaron and Osarim, Aaron's surviving son. And he says, Madua lo achaltem es chatos makom hakodesh kekodesh kedoshim, why didn't you eat this chatos? What were you burning it for? And Aaron defended them, and he said, Heina yom akrivas chatosim vesolasim fnei Hashem vatekrenosi ke'ela va'achalti chatos hayom hayitav b'nei Hashem. That you think that would have been okay on a day like today if we would have been ochel that chatos? Vayishma Moshe v'yitav b'nei. And Moshe Rabbeinu was convinced. What on earth is that conversation about? What was Moshe Rabbeinu upset about? How did Aaron defend them, and why was Moshe Rabbeinu happy about it? So this is a machlokas tanoim we're going to have much later in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Aleph. Why did they burn this sa'ir? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina about it? What was Aaron's response to it? Rami Nechemia holds they burnt it because of Aninus. They were Nadav and Avihu had just died. Aaron Ubanov were Onanim, so they had to burn it, so they couldn't eat the Besar HaSa'ir. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, no, it became Tameh. The Basar had become Tameh, so they had to burn it on account of Tumah. So Rabbi Lazar holds, like the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia, that it was on account of Aninus. And he says, and that's going to be the source that an Onin is Mechal the Avodah. Rabbi Lazar Amar Mei Hacha. It's from this very Parsha that we were just talking about, that the Gemara says that from Aaron's response, we see what Moshe Rabbeinu's problem was, that when he was asking, why did you burn the Sayyir? Because just because the Lazar and his son are onim, after having lost their brothers, they were makrivit, and that's why it became puzzle. So Aaron said, Hain Hikrivu, that Aniakrafti, you think my children were the ones that were makrivit? I was the one that was makrivit. So that's why it doesn't become possible Mishum Aninos. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah Ba'aninos, but the reason it had to be burnt is because they're not allowed to eat the Basar Ba'aninos. As far as that Krava, don't worry about the fact that it was Hukrav, Aaron tells Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if it's on account of Aninos, you're all, they shouldn't have been makrivit. So Aaron's saying, I was makrivit. I'm the Kohen Gadol. I'm allowed to be makrivit. As far as the Achila, they couldn't eat it because they're owning him. So Machaldi inu akriv shapir estaruf. But the implication is, had they been makrivit, then it would be there would be no question as to why it was burnt. Because an onain that does the avoda, unless it's a Kohen Gadol is an onain, it's going to passel the avoda. So that's a second source for an onain passeling the avoda. Verbilos my time alo amar min hamikdash lo yetzei. What was wrong with source number one? Why did we need a second source for an onin passing the avoda? So amalach miksiv ha'achar shaloya tzuchilal, because it doesn't say beferish in the pasuk. All the pasuk tells us is a kohen gadol who becomes an onin does not stop the avoda, does not leave. It never says, and a kohen hediot does, right? So so it's possible that a kohen hediot would also not leave. Why then does the Torah only say it by a kohen gadol and not by a Kohen Hadyot, because I would have thought that a Kohen that on account of the Chashivas and the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to do the Avodah Ba'aninos, and if he does, he's Mechal. I would have thought that it's worse for the Kohen Gadol, so that's why the Pasuk talks about a Kohen Gadol. But in a Chinam, maybe it's true of a Kohen Hadyot as well. The Idach and the first Amora that brought the source from a Minam Mikdash Liyetse, my time Elohamar Mehen. Why doesn't he learn from Rabbi Lazar's source of Heine Krivu, of the conversation with Moshe and Aaron? Because he holds like the other Shita in Tanaim, that the reason it was burnt had nothing to do with Aninus. That whole Pasha is not about Aninus, it's about Tumah, and therefore you can't learn anything about Aninus from there. So good, those are two sources that an onain is not allowed to do the avoda. A third source, Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Asya b'kalvachomer mi balmum. Debei Rabbi Shmuel learns it from a kalvachomer, from balmum. Ma balmum sha'ochel im avad chilel. A balmum is allowed to eat kachay kachim, and yet if a balmum does the avoda, it's going to be mechal the avoda. Onain shein ochel, an onain is not allowed to even eat kachim, because as we said before, lo achalti ba'oni mimeni, mimenu is a pasuk by Meiser, but we learn from a kalvachomer from there that if he's not even allowed to eat Meiser shein, he's for sure not allowed to eat kachim, which are more chamur than meiser. So an onen who's not allowed to eat kachim, ain't odin shem avad chilal. Kal v'chomer that if he does the avoda, he's mechal the avoda. Says yeah, but mal balmum shekein asabo kraven k'makriven. Right? Sound familiar? Balmum has its own chumra in that the balmum, the psul of a balmum, doesn't only apply to the kohen doing the avoda, it also applies to the animal that is being hukrav. So says Gemara, well, zar yochiach, but a zar will show that that's not the cause of the psul, because we just learned in the first half of the daf that a zar is only a problem in the guy doing the avodah. It's not a problem in the animal. An animal can't be a kohen anyway, right? It's not a problem in the animal, and yet it's mechal the avodah. So mal zar shekeinel no takana. Yeah, but a zar has its own chumra that once a zar, always a zar. A zar can't upgrade halfway through life and become a kohen. So a zar is always stuck, as opposed to an onain. Eventually, he won't be an onain. The next morning, you know, the next day, he's already not an onain anymore. So it says, balmum yochiach. Well, balmum will show that that even though there's a takana, meaning you can be healed from a mum, and nevertheless, calls man that you have the mum, the avodas pasul, v'chazer adin, and therefore, lo riza krizev, lo riza krizev, the chumra of a balmum is not like the chumra of a zar, the chumra of a zar is not like the chumra of a balmum. Balmum is chamur because it's pasul, it's a psul that applies to the animal as well. Zar is chamur because it's ein lo takana. Obviously, neither of those chumras are what causes the chilul avoda because the other one doesn't have that chumra. So it's ad shavish ben shein musharin. What do they have in common? What do balmum and zar both have in common? That they're both not allowed to do the avoda. V'imavdu chilu, and if they do the avoda, they're mechal the avoda. Afani avionin shemus v'imavdu chilu, and therefore an onin is likewise not allowed to do the avoda. And if he does the avoda, it's mechal the avoda. So it says, well, great, that's a good limud for onin, but hey. Where is there the ashara? I mean, that tells me that an onin is mechalel the avoda. Where does it say? But the whole limud of the Tzadah Shava presumes that it says somewhere that he's not allowed to do the avoda. Well, where does it say it? If you're going to tell me I learned from the pasuk of Minim Mikdash Lo Yetze that it says by the Kohen Gadol that when the Kohen Gadol becomes an onin, he should just keep on going as opposed to a Kohen Hedyot who should not. So chilul begufei ksiv bei. But then that's a good enough source that it's mechal di avoda as well. Meaning, if you're happy with that source to tell me that an onin is not allowed to do the avoda, well, then that's a good enough source that it's mechal di avoda as well. And you don't need it so sarashave. So it obviates the need for this entire thing. Ella, so it must be from a different place. Mehein hikrivu v'ksav ne'aninus nisrafa. It's from Heinekrivu, the second source that we learned for an onin b'machal, and we hold that it is about aninus. That Aaron and Abanav were onanim and they couldn't eat the basar, and that's why it had to be burnt. And from the Tzadah Shava, from Zar and Balmum, we darshan that an onin is even mechalal the avoda. Ikal mifrach malat Tzadah Shava sheshken luhutur mechalalo. But wait, Zar and Balmum never have an exception to their iser where they're able to do the avoda b'mikdash. They're not allowed to do the avoda by any carbon, we don't allow it for anybody, so they're more chamor, and that's why they're mechal di avoda, as opposed to aninus, is hutur michlalo, meaning there is an exception to the psul of aninus, namely the Kohen Gadol. So are you sure that this Tzadah Shava is a valid Tzadah Shava? You're going to learn from the Tzadah Shava of Zarin Balmum to an onein. Zarin Balmum have their own chumra that an onein doesn't have, that a Zarin Balmum, there's no exception to the rule. An onein, there's an exception to the rule. Namely, a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's allowed to do ba'aninus. Says Gemara, Tamei Uchiyach. Says, I guess, counts as a fourth limud, that the Tzadah Shava is not from Zar and Balmum, it's from Zar and Tamei. That Tamei is also Hutar Michlalu, because Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. So says Gemara, well, Mala Tamei Shekein mit Tamei, but a Tamei has its own chumra in that it rubs off on others, as opposed to everything else, as opposed to an onein doesn't rub off on others. Well, hanuch yochichu, but zarim balmum will be mochiach that rubbing off on others is not what makes it be mechal di avoda, because zarim balmum do not rub off on others, and yet they are mechal di avoda. V'chazradin. Therefore, you have a tzad hashavah. The tzad hashavah between zar and balmum and tamei is shemus harin that they're not allowed to do the avoda, and if they do, they're mechalel. So too, an onein is not allowed to do the avoda, and if he does, he's mechalel the avoda. V'lifroch melat tzara shavish ben. But wait, zar, balmum, tamei, all have a common chumra. Shekein lohutu mechal neitzel kohen gadol b'kabrin yachid. An onein, they're not allowed to a kohen gadol doesn't have the right to do a korban yachid when he's a zar, when he's a balmum, or when he's tamei. As opposed to if he's an onein, he is allowed to do a korban yachid, a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol just doesn't have a psul of aninus. Says more shame to mamiyesh darai. Yeah, but nevertheless, even though a kohen is not allowed to do a korban yachid when he's tamei, but he's allowed to do korbanos when he's tamei. He's allowed to do a korban tzibur when he's tamei, and therefore you can't count that as a chumra that the onein doesn't have. Now the Gemara says, okay, a fifth source for how I know that an onein is mechal the avoda. Rav Mesharshi Amar Asi b'kal v'chomer mi Yoshev. We learn it from Yoshev. Uma Yoshev sha'ochel. If a person who's sitting down is allowed to eat kachim im avad chilel, and yet if he does the avoda, he's mechal the avoda. onin sheino ochel enudin shem aved sheim aved chilal. An onin is not allowed to eat kachim. For sure, if he does the avoda, he's mechal the avoda. Says Mar Mal Yosef shekim pasul eidus. No, Yosef is more chomer than an onin because Yosef is pasul eidus and onin is kashul eidus. Says Mar Mal Yosef tamal chacham. A tamal chacham is allowed to be magid eidus while he's Yosef. Well, Mal Shem Yosef shekim pasul eidus. But Yosef is at least a thing when it comes to eidus. Well, Shem Yosef lo parach. Doesn't matter if it's a thing. You could ask from a Yosef Talmud Chacham, who's kosher le'edos, v'imtzim salom or parich, and if you're going to say that you are parich from Shem Yosef, if Shem Yosef matters, asim Yosef mechad mehanach. So then you could still learn from the combination of Yosef and either Balmum or Zar or Tameh. And you're going to say, oh, ma'al Yosef shken pasal le'edos, but we'll say Balmum yochiach. Balmum is kosher le'edos and is still mechal of the avoda. You can say, oh, no, but Balmum has its own chumrah, that it's the craven kemak riven, and that's why it's more chamer as far as being mechal the avoda. Well, Yosef yuchiach that it's only a psul in the makriv, and nevertheless a kohen is Yosef is mechal the avoda. La chazar adin lo rizak rizar. It's on shav shebehen that they're not allowed to do it, and they're mechal the avoda. So too, nonin is not allowed to do it, and is mechal the avoda. So that's the limud that we have from onin. So b'shem tomorrow we'll begin the discussion of whether a carbon sibur is still kosher if an onin does one of the avodas. If he does one of the Kabbalah's Hadam. Okay, tomorrow's the last abbreviated year. So we'll make it. Okay.